Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On today's Almanac, Dr. Halden Clark from the Great Plains Veterinary Center talks about his experiences in working with landowners in custom grazing cows on corn residue during the winter. He says this arrangement can benefit both the cows and the landowner's bottom line.
Whenever we're asking a beef animal to grow and to put on flesh, they're going to need more protein than what corn stalks alone will provide. So we were supplementing them with, I think it was half corn, half distiller's grains, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 pounds per head per day, targeting a 2 pound a day gain while they were out there. And that worked well for us, I think, in that scenario as far as growth went. But the beauty of a dry cow is that they can overwinter pretty nicely on corn stalks alone, and that saves a huge amount of labor in getting feed out to cattle daily. So that's been, I'd say, a better fit for our needs and meets the needs of the other guys that I work with on this project. In this case, they're the landowners, and so having cows out there is something that they have identified as a desire that they have, both from a side income standpoint and then also from a cropland standpoint. They really like having cows out there to clean up some of the extra trash that in a no-till system can be a benefit. They get that trash cleaned up, cycled into manure. So nutrient loss is almost zero. Nutrients stay put, just get cycled from cornstalk leaf and husk into cow manure. And then also the other thing they like from a cropland standpoint about having cattle out there is, if they're going from corn to soybeans, they like to get as many of the kernels picked up as possible from the corn so that they don't have volunteer corn the following year growing up in the soybeans. So those are two benefits they see on the crop side. And then they're able to use labor and the resources they have there at the farm for the cattle in the winter. And it's a side income there as well. So been a good fit for all of us. I pretty much handle the scheduling, figuring out when the cattle are going to come and when they're going to go, then getting kind of just heading up, getting panels set up and get the unloading to happen, and then the gather at the end and getting them reloaded. I kind of plan out when we're going to graze this field and that field and when we're going to move them and how many people we need for each move, depending on how far we're going. And then I actually handle all the fencing too. That's my portion of the project. And then I've learned some good things from a managing a relationship standpoint. One of the tickets is keeping cattle off of the pivot bases and keep them from damaging anything related to the pivot itself or the swing arm. So when we graze an 80 acre piece, it's really nice to run the pivot to the long axis of the field and then just fence it out. It's pretty easy to just stretch the fence then around the remaining corn stalks. You lose almost nothing and graze the 80 that way, and you don't have to worry about the pivot at all. If you're grazing a full quarter, then fencing out the pivot base is key. There are some very expensive parts there. And in addition to potentially an underground gas line, if it's a gas power unit there, if the cows break that, then gas can spill out. And the amount of money that can be lost is huge in a very short time if the cows damage the gas line. So what we've gone to and what's been working for us lately is just using a hot wire fence around every pivot base with its own solar powered energizer. That's been good. We haven't had them damage any of those. And we try to get out there and get those checked pretty frequently and make sure everything's good around those pivot bases. And then the other sensitive, kind of expensive piece on the pivot, not kind of, they're extremely expensive, is the swing arm that swings out and gets the corners of the field beyond just the normal circle. Sometimes those have pieces that hang down lower and cows can rub on them or chew on them or cause trouble out there. So if that's in their area where the cows are going to be, if it has anything that looks like they could damage it, we fence those out as well.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.